USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Seven jurors now seated in the Donald Trump New York hush money trial. The jury selection process set to resume on Thursday. They need to get to 12 jurors and 6 alternates. Trump's attorneys have been calling out potential jurors' anti-Trump social media sentiments in efforts to disqualify them. With some limited success, the former president accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments made to an adult film star just prior to the 2016 election. Trump stopped to shake a few hands and partake in a New York bodega after appearing for trial in his hush money case Tuesday. He told reporters the trial is not going to stop him from talking to voters.
All politics. This is coming out of the White House, and you know it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay.
The House has sent articles of impeachment for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate, where, as USA's John Schaefer explains, they have been received with a cold shoulder.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledged to address the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas swiftly, criticizing Republicans for what he sees as impeaching Mayorkas over policy differences.
Every time there's a policy agreement in the House, they send it over here, tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd.
Schumer warned this move sets a concerning precedent for Congress. He is anticipated to hold a vote on Wednesday to either dismiss the charges, bypass a floor trial, or possibly refer the matter to a special committee.
Researchers are probing a question that has lingered since that earthquake hit in New Jersey and New York recently. Where's the fault line? It was a magnitude 4.8 quake centered in White House Station, New Jersey. It's been centuries since an earthquake of that magnitude has struck this area. Seismologists Monday began installing 100 seismometers at the nearby Hunterdon County Arboretum to try and find out where the fault line is. This is USA News.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one free call, you can start saving hundreds of dollars on every prescription order? Gone are the days of paying $30 plus per pill. Now, for less than $2 per pill, you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in your ED meds, in generic 20 milligram tablets. That's right, for less than $2 a pill, you can get the exact same results. Each order is discreetly delivered right to your door. There's even a money-back guarantee. Remember, you don't need to pay big prices to get big results. We'll save you hundreds of dollars on the exact same active ingredient. We deliver generic sildenafil for less than $2 a pill right to your door with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. Call right now at 1-800-273-4776. That's 1-800-273-4776. Again, 1-800-273-4776. Call right now.
Another House Republican, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, joins an effort to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Massey's urging Johnson to resign and is co-sponsoring a resolution with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for Johnson's removal. Despite calls for resignation, Speaker Johnson refuses to step down, stating the effort is unproductive for the country. Conservatives express discontent with Johnson's management of foreign aid for Ukraine and other U.S. allies. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns that were raised by Special Counsel Robert Hur's report, which referred to Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
Would you like to comment on President Biden's fitness generally?
So if you're asking me about my own observations, I have complete confidence in the president.
Garland, during House hearings, stated he's witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. The Federal Reserve Chairman suggesting that interest rates are unlikely to be cut next month. Jerome Powell, speaking at an economics forum in D.C. Tuesday, said data has clearly not given greater confidence. It's now official. Women's basketball phenom Caitlin Clark is going pro.
The Indiana Fever selects Caitlin Clark.
The Fever officially selected Clark with a number one overall pick. Clark, now the first Iowa Hawkeyes player, men's or women's, to ever be selected with the top pick in the draft. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.